The weather has been pretty conducive to fungal development with these foggy mornings this week, but do we actually have fungal diseases showing up in our wheat? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm our K-State multi-county agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, before we dive into wheat diseases, let's first off give everybody a big congratulations, because apparently we all got the right dance moves put together for our rain dances, because that rain on Friday night was very exciting. So good job on your rain dance moves. So I looked at quite a bit of wheat at the end of last week and did not find stripe rust in Cheyenne, Sherman, or Wallace counties. I also checked some wheat in Thomas County earlier in the week and did not find stripe rust there either. So let me say that again. I am not finding stripe rust in Cheyenne, Sherman, or Wallace counties. Now, for us, we're still in the wait and see category. We're going to keep watching to see if stripe rust is going to show up in our area, but according to the latest map, the closest that's still being found to us is in Lane and Finney counties. Now, one thing I do want to call your attention to is if you have wheat after wheat in no-till conditions. I found some tan spots showing up in the middle canopy after some of these foggy days. Again, tan spot was showing up in wheat after wheat in no-till conditions. Now, tan spot is a fungal disease that takes moisture to infect the leaf, and it overwinters on that wheat residue on the soil surface. It's characterized by brown circular lesions with yellow rings around those brown areas on the leaf. It's not uncommon to see this disease, but many times we do not see it because we just don't have the right conditions coming together. You need to have wheat residue on the soil surface, hence our no-till conditions. You need to have foggy days or moisture in the canopy and susceptible wheat varieties. Now, there's a number of varieties that are susceptible to tan spot and include Avery, Brawl, Bird, Langan, SY Rugged, TM114, and T158. These varieties are rated a 7 or an 8 on a scale of 1 equal highly resistant and 9 equaling highly susceptible. Now, I posted the link to the K-State Disease and Insect Rating Guide on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website, so you can look up the susceptibility of your individual varieties. Now, this is still being found in the middle of the canopy, 2 to 3 leaves below the flag leaf. Weather conditions will dictate if tan spot will move up the plant, with drier conditions slowing down the tan spot. If it's moved up the plant and closer to the flag leaf, a fungicide application may be warranted. Many fungicides are rated very good to excellent on tan spot. I have the fungicide efficacy rating chart also posted on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website. Now, again, the good news is that I'm not finding any stripe rust in our area. If you see stripe rust or other things that you're concerned about in your wheat field, please snap a picture and let me know. You can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby or on the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs. You can always see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.